may be the top story of the day, but you don't have all the info you need until you hear what Bob has to say about it. Bob McCowan, Primetime Sports on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
All right, here we go. Cue the goalie. It's Tuesday, the 11th of October, 2011, hour number two of the radio program, hour number one on television. Apparently the first hour was not on TV, and I looked really good, too, in the first hour. Some said I've never looked better than I did in the first hour, and it was all for naught. It was a waste.
Was your collar sticking out of your jacket in the first hour?
Is it sticking out?
Oh. Yeah, I was just saying. Last week it was ink all over yourself. Now your collars... We have a guest.
Hasn't been a good week.
Presentable and friendly for a change.
That's the sometime co-host, Damien Cox. To my left is a face and well, mostly a face that needs no introduction. I was going to say a face and a voice, but we don't get the radio show here.
No.
So it's just really facial thing. Here's Don Taylor of Sportsnet. Specific.
Yeah.
And of course, you're here because. Are they renovating again?
Well, you should be used to that around here. Yeah. No, 2 years ago I came here.
They
were renovating.
That's right.
And now this is the only time I get to visit Toronto. So I appreciate these renovations. Same thing right now.
So is there, like we understand too, how long this takes.
Yeah.
This is not exactly a well-oiled machine when it comes to renovations, this company. So do you have any idea if you're ever going back to Vancouver?
I think I'm here permanently.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it does cause a lot of chatter.
How
you,
so?
You without a contract, the very talented Mr. Taylor in town, all of a sudden you start putting two and two together and getting five, as I often do.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, he was in here before. He was sitting in your chair seeing what it felt like. So
we didn't want to tell you anything, but this seems like a good time as any.
Yeah. Now that we're on the air.
Excellent news, I think.
So you will be moving on to Vancouver.
Yeah.
No.
Given that you've never been outside your driveway, that's going to be an issue for you, I think.
No. I think the first half of this scenario is interesting and positive for the audience, clearly. The second half of the scenario that involves me is not happening.
You're not
moving? That I don't like Vancouver.
Right.
I like Vancouver fine.
Yes. I won't get insulted. I'm not one of these Vancouverites who's so sensitive about his city.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah.
There's one.
Well, there's a few.
Oh, my God.
Who would that be?
You're the one person who's not sensitive.
Oh, not sensitive. Yes. I see. Okay, yeah.
Well, people are a little really sensitive these days.
Well, come on. I mean,
that riot.
What's wrong with the big riot? I don't understand.
A little riot now.
I mean, downtown East Side. I could go on. Team that has gone to the Stanley Cup three times. Won none, rioted twice, drafted a player who came up to the podium on crutches.
You're sitting in a city that hasn't had a sniff of a Stanley Cup in almost 50 years.
They were
so
placid.
If you're looking
for
you were there at one time.
We're placid. We're sedated. Yeah. We're not rioting. we're just accepting.
The only riot we had was when we had the G8, and it was all we imported the rioters, as far as I could tell.
Wasn't it a G20?
Whatever, G8, all G20, right. G.
Just numbers.
Under the G47.
Would they riot here if there was a Stanley Cup final?
They'd to get one. Yes.
Afterwards, not so much.
Who cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
Just to get one, there'd be a riot. If you could get a Stanley Cup final here by rioting, there'd be a riot.
Yeah.
If that was the criteria.
That, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that would happen.
We have the people to do it. You just have to. We have
the numbers.
Them.
That's for sure.
We just have to give them the motivation.
Yeah,
you make it happen. So, no, and I mean, I was there for the Olympic Games.
Olympics, yeah, fabulous.
Fantastic.
Wasn't it good? Yeah.
Almost
too good, because I think everybody got a sense of security going into the Stanley Cup final that,
really?
This isn't going to happen because look at the Olympics.
Yeah, maybe that's
different situation, though.
Well, but they didn't have friendly faces on every street corner like they did during the Olympic Games.
Right.
And I'm sure they didn't barricade as much stuff, and they didn't have as many police officers wandering around. And the spirit was different. And most importantly, Canada won.
I think there still would have been a riot in 94 and in 2011 had they won. It's just that 2 month buildup.
Really?
The boys come in from the suburbs. They're having a good time. It's different. Olympic final Sunday afternoon, 12 o'clock. Where it's a nighttime event, Stanley Cup final game seven. I think that played into it. There were a lot of mistakes made too.
Yeah, but, you know, you guys have got to get over the, you know, the 70s. You know, you've got to get rid of the clogs and the bell bottoms and the drugs, you know, the heavy the heavy drugs. Because you have a lot of druggies out there, and they're whack jobs.
Yes.
Have them shot.
Well, that's been proposed.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. That's the answer. It's the only answer. I mean,
more shooting?
Just more shootings.
More shooting.
Just line them up. So okay,
you're going to get me in trouble here.
Leave your clogs at the door. Now, you've been bad boys.
That's such an old joke.
Yeah.
Come up with new stuff.
Well, how many people were in clogs during the riot? Trust me. I almost wish they were. They couldn't have run so fast.
Very easy to catch.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know, man. Oh, do you feel at home?
But you know what? Yes, very much so. Now it's unbelievable. What has it been? It's been since June 15th. When people bring up Vancouver now, they don't bring up drugs, trees, and mountains. It's all about the riot.
Oh, you're scarred.
Our second in 17 years.
The inaugural edition of
Sports Day magazine.
Yeah, the magazine,
which was good.
One of the questions that they asked me was about the riot.
Right.
And you know, should the Canucks have taken part of the blame?
Is that fair in your mind that people are still talking about that it does come up?
And look,
or is it on?
No, on TV. Yeah. Look at what we're showing.
Yeah. Sorry,
look at the loons.
As we speak.
Those were clogs. Now, there's horses wearing clogs.
Yeah, it's tough to climb lampposts in clogs, not only run, but
look at
this. The question was, Damon, sorry again.
Is it fair in your mind that people like us?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. We look at those pictures right there, and I think that's what happened that night. There were other news events that day. But the pictures were so graphic. I mean, it's a different era we live in.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw everything. Cars, police cars being set on fire.
Right.
Police cars being overturned. Fights in the streets. And it was all caught through Blackberries, through iPhones, not to mention news outlets. That didn't happen in 94. The pictures from 94 are graphic enough. 2011 blows away 94.
Yeah.
And I think those pictures get ingrained in people's minds. And I'm sure that on that day, there were other stories that happened that were of bigger significance, more significance, but the pictures weren't as good. Those pictures were just jaw-dropping.
Well, and I think what changed too was, and this is what, you know, one of the claims you do hear, these aren't hockey fans. They were all, or so many, were wearing Canucks jerseys.
Yeah.
And that creates a certain look. Now, whether they just bought them that day or whether they stole them from their brother or whatever, when you have that many people wearing it.
They were hockey fans.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Was, you know what?
There was some of everything.
Let's
not
sugarcoat it. It was an embarrassing moment for the city. And you can say all you want about anarchists being involved, like the city tried to do and the Vancouver Police Department tried to do. But there were a lot of hockey fans involved. And again, it was really embarrassing. Hopefully Vancouver learns from it. I don't know how it couldn't have learned from 94. And you hope somewhere along the line, these jerks and idiots pay for it.
Yeah, there's going to be some.
Yeah, taking a while.
Now, how's the new stadium look?
I was in there the day we did our radio broadcast, the day it opened. I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah.
I know that Wally Buono would kill me for saying this. Same with Dennis Skulski. I thought it was NFL caliber. Said that on the air, and I got a few dirty stares. But
hang on. Yeah, we're not just going to let you get away. What do you mean by that?
It just looked big time, and you know what, Damon? And
I'm
not
that this year.
No,
I'm
the biggest CFL supporter there is.
No. We're saying it. I'm not putting words in your mouth. Yeah. I'm saying it. Unlike the CFL.
Well, it depends on what city. Depends what city you're in.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Well,
cite the case.
Cite the case for the CFL?
Cite the case of the city that has a CFL franchise that is big time.
Well, some would say Saskatchewan.
No, they wouldn't.
Just because of Saskatchewan?
No, they wouldn't.
Saskatchewan would?
No, they wouldn't.
Calgary? Keep Vancouver? No. Edmonton?
No.
Montreal?
No.
But
we'll count. 20,000 seat stadium.
How do you define big time?
Well, I don't know. You brought it up. You said big time. I didn't.
Here's what I meant by that.
All I'm saying is the CFL.
You thought this was going to be friendly.
Yeah, I know. Here's what I meant by that. I thought that the stadium, as was the case in the old days, it looked great live. I know that. My big worry was how it would look on television. I thought it looked fabulous on television. Fabulous. The lighting was perfect.
Well, why would you even worry about that?
And that's
not your responsibility.
And that's just for half a billion. Imagine if they'd spent the full billion.
Holy cow.
There'd be some demolishing involved, wouldn't there?
So wait a sec. So what exactly did they put a new roof on?
New roof, a scoreboard second only to Cowboys Stadium, which is just fabulous.
Is it at the end or is it over the playing
right
field?
Right over the playing field.
Okay, yeah. Four-sided.
Yeah, looks great.
Four-sided deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everything else has been renovated. The turf is new. It's up to FIFA standards, which is important. The Whitecaps make more of a stink about that than the Lions do.
It's not real grass, is it?
No. No.
FIFA has standards for artificial turf?
Apparently it does.
Yeah. I thought FIFA's only standard for artificial turf is we don't like it.
Well, but that is important because isn't Canada playing an Olympic qualifying match there in a couple of months? I believe.
I can't remember. I know they're playing one tonight in Toronto, but I might want to look that up. I know they covered at Empire Stadium, they covered the turf with grass. I saw it, which was disastrous for the Manchester City game. I don't know if you saw that in the summer. It did not go over well. What else did they do? The seats are all new, brand new. They have cup holders, Bob.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that'll
cost
you.
They didn't have that before. Concessions have supposedly been upgraded, but there have been some complaints. The place just looks better.
It does. Huh?
Yeah, it just looks better.
Now, have you seen
it?
Did it need it? Oh my gosh! Yes.
I mean, was the place a dump? Was it a hole?
I wouldn't say it was a dump, but it was severely outdated. And you know what it's like. And I hear the same complaints with Rogers Centre that quite early on, along came Camden Yards, and then people went, gee, boy, we could do better. And BC Place was like that after about 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And everybody's complaint was, let's rip the roof off. I never thought I'd see the day they did.
Now, this new one is retractable, right?
It is, yeah.
How? I've looked at it. I've tried to. I don't understand how it opened.
Yeah, the roof is about the size of a football field. It's not huge. It's a lot like a lot of the stadiums down in the States or in European soccer, where you just see the playing surface
open sky. So the seats are always covered.
Seats are always covered, from my understanding.
Yeah, the playing surface just opens up.
For half a billion, you don't even get a full retractable.
You don't see the mountains. You don't see the mountains.
If you're watching on TV, here it is.
Yeah.
Is this it opening?
That's how it unfurls. I think it's the way Olympic Stadium was supposed to work. Something like that.
Now, don't all those things out there cause lines on the...
Yeah, they do. It looks good, though. You know what? Where it's going to be a big benefit is in the summer. The Lions couldn't have an afternoon game if their life depended on it. They tried it in the 80s, a Sunday afternoon game, in order to bring people over from Vancouver Island and the Okanagan so they could get home and get to work on Monday morning. It was too stuffy in there. The atmosphere was terrible. Now they can do it. It works.
Unless it rains.
No, it's or if rains in the forecast. If it rains during the game, you can keep it open.
Does it rain very often?
Hardly ever rains.
Easy.
Hardly ever.
I thought the rain was on the back burner now that we had that riot. Nobody's going to talk about rain anymore. What happened to that? Let's get back to the riot.
That's the good news of the riot, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody brings up the rain.
Was it raining during the riot?
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
it was a pleasant summer afternoon.
There is the problem. Those Vancouver, those criminals were all screwed up because it's not raining. Let's burn something.
Molotov cocktails are way
I want to see how
anybody. Have you caught a single person?
Some of them have turned themselves in.
They have.
Yes.
That's not catching people.
No. And they're in the process, but it's super frustrating. It's very frustrating.
A damn one of them.
It's frustrating.
Why are we back to the
riot? No charges.
Well, I mean,
it's not his fault. He didn't do it.
He's from Vancouver. He
has to apologize for the whole city.
I was the reason for it. Yeah, absolutely. I want to see what happens when Toronto gets into a Stanley Cup final. I don't.
No, there's no danger.
I hope to be looking from the heavens.
But I do want to ask you about this.
Of that happening.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the Vancouver media from this perspective. From what I've seen, and we saw it again in the Stanley Cup final, and you know the culprits about these conspiracy theories about how the NHL doesn't want Vancouver to win.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And that's why, and with the Aaron Rome suspension and all this sort of stuff. Does that fuel in your mind a certain attitude on behalf of Vancouver hockey fans that they feel?
Oh gosh, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Not that it caused the riot,
yeah. But you tell me when you saw Henrik Sedin being battered around like a rag doll by Zdeno Chara, and they get double minors, and then Brad Marchand using Daniel Sedin's face like a pinata, and very little if any punishment. I don't blame people. It seemed like the officiating changed. I mean, we've been complaining for years about how chintzy the officiating has
been. So you are the one behind the conspiracy.
He's a homer, isn't he? Holy cow.
I don't know this is what we're walking into.
I don't say there's a conspiracy, but I do say this.
You do
it raises questions. It raises questions.
You can't say it's not a conspiracy and then say it raises questions.
At the very least, it raises questions.
You are such a homer. I had no idea.
Neither did I. This is interesting.
It is interesting.
No wonder he doesn't come to Toronto often.
But you know what? Let me say this, that if you we've had people from Boston on our show, they think there was a conspiracy against the Bruins. So it depends on which side of the fence you're sitting on.
Bob thinks there's only a conspiracy against him getting more money. That's the only conspiracy he's aware of.
I have all the money and except the what you have, and if I can get rid of you, I'll get that.
Then we're laughing.
Too.
Done that before.
Yes, I have. So do you even know how long you're staying here?
Well, I was supposed to be leaving today.
Oh, but that's not happening.
Lucky for you, I didn't. and now I'm supposed to be leaving on Thursday. And my wife and I have three kids. And
congratulations.
It's time to go back. I like it. You know what? Let me just say this. I'm not one of these Vancouverites who hates Toronto. I love it here.
Well, the weather's been unbelievable.
Exactly.
You know it's not like this all the time.
I understand that, okay. But you know, I prefer Toronto.
It's never like this in Vancouver.
Oh, hang on again. You don't.
Never.
I prefer Toronto.
I prefer Toronto in the winter to the summer. I can handle the winter,
really?
The snow and the ice. The mugginess, though, I can't.
Now, so do you
bear it?
Like in the winter time in Vancouver, are you up at Whistler a lot? Do you go?
Well, you know what? My wife and I just started skiing again with the kids. We go to Grouse Mountain.
Oh, did you go to Grouse? Which is closer?
Yeah, very close.
So you do spend a significant amount of your winter months in snow.
We try to.
Because you'd love here in the winter.
Really? Yes.
You don't have to go. See, there
are there
you
hills?
Have to go somewhere.
Well,
it's
slightly hilly.
Yeah. It's hilly, but it's not real hills.
Not really
either.
Mountains. It's just bumpy.
You work on that. I'll move here.
I'm told that the...
Are we building mountains?
The 2015 Pan Am committee is considering building mountains because they're not sure that skiing isn't a summer event at the Pan Am Games.
They're a little short on the detail.
They're going to go for the Pan Am Winter Games.
So when I come out for the Grey Cup, are you coming out for the Grey Cup or what are you
I'm
doing?
Trying to get out there for the Grey Cup.
I will be out for the Grey Cup.
Yes.
So
I think you'll be impressed, Damon.
You're gonna put on a nice show and there's gonna be no more of this rioting stuff.
The Grey Cup.
If you riot again, I'm not coming back.
Well, it's a different. It's a more. The Grey Cup's a feel good event.
The last Grey Cup was outstanding.
Well,
I think
that it was again. As you found out in the last 2 minutes, I am a homer.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, no.
2005.
No, you're a wicked homer.
2005 set the standard for Grey Cups in this country.
I think he's right.
The Black Eyed Peas at halftime.
Nope.
You had Pam Anderson as Bob. Pam Anderson as your parade marshal.
But they also had that guy yelling all the time. Remember how ear-splitting it was?
The sound system has been improved, and the announcers have been improved as well. The other thing is they centralized everything. Do you remember how Grey Cups in the past, Damon, Bob? Uh-huh. You'd go in, there'd be an event at a hotel ballroom over here, another one at a pub over there, something going on in the suburbs, and that one, run by Scotty and Bob Ackles, centralized everything. Everything was around the downtown core. It really worked. That's the plan again. They're going to make good use of the convention center, which is more accessible now because of the new SkyTrain line. I think it's going to be a success.
He's right, though, because it came on the heels of a couple of Grey Cups. I think there was one in Winnipeg that didn't sell out.
And... Yeah, 06 was in Winnipeg, which was pretty good.
Right, but there was one before that, and then Vancouver got it, and everybody said, oh, geez, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And Vancouver did a bang-up job, so...
Well, the big ones, I mean, not that this one
is. This is it for you guys. You've had the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You've had the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
You had your riot where we all watched you again. Now you get a Grey Cup. That's it for you guys.
Is that it?
Wow. Well, I see. Well,
another Stanley Cup final in June. No?
No. Well, I have great concerns.
You've
got to
get another goalie.
See,
we've got two.
I like the
goalie. No, you got one.
Yeah.
So I'm very concerned. Your football team is playing very well.
Yes.
Very well.
And there's a grave danger here. That they may get to the Grey Cup.
Isn't that unbelievable?
And, of course, when they lose, here we go again.
You think there'll be a riot?
Well, it's your city.
Yeah.
We don't do this.
Lions fans are different, though. The Canucks fans usually...
What do you think the chances are? Like, the chances are pretty strong.
Of the Lions getting in the Grey Cup?
No.
Or of the riot?
Of your city burning itself
up. No, because Canuck fans get drunk during a game. Lions fans usually drunk before.
Oh, so they're so, getting tired by the end of the game.
Yeah, they'll have passed out. By
So the message there from Don Taylor is, ladies and gentlemen, if there is going to be a riot in Vancouver, expect it on the night before the Grey Cup.
The good news is we don't have to worry about a Brayley versus Brayley bowl.
No.
That's been eliminated.
Yeah, it's official, isn't it?
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
might be next year.
What a shock.
Toronto hosts the Grey Cup.
The quarterback thing's a bit of an issue, isn't it?
Oh, that's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Problem.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
let's get the shirt. Was it free?
No.
Are you a Giants fan?
I'm not a Giants fan. You know what? Why wear it then? I like the colors. It's kind of nice.
It's like a throwback.
Yeah, well, orange, like the Lions. I'm an Expos fan. Baseball hurt me for several years. I know they're gone.
It's over.
Yeah, I'm searching for a team now.
There's not even a lineage, really, for the Expos. I mean, are the Expos the Washingtons?
But maybe
are the Expos the Floridas?
Maybe like Winnipeg. Maybe they'll move one of the other baseball teams back to Montreal.
Gosh, I don't know.
I just don't think so.
I'm afraid they'd need to.
I like the Blue Jays this year. That was fun. Thanks to a kid from Vancouver. Couple guys.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that he's a wicked homer. He just doesn't stop.
Well, but you know what? As we're all one big family here in the Rogers family.
Well,
no, I tell you, everybody in Vancouver, a lot of people, they woke up and started watching the Blue Jays when they were 13 games out in July.
Brett Laurie.
Because of Brett Laurie.
He was very
And then along came Adam Law, and that helped spark the interest.
Vancouver people were like 4:30 in the afternoon. We're in front of their television sets. So one Vancouverite calls the other Vancouverite.
Dude, you can watch the game. I got to take my clogs off.
No, I got to riot.
You up for the game? I've been up all week, baby.
You just described my weekend.
To apologize for Bob.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's just the way he
We've heard it all. We're used to it. We riot. We smoke dope. We wear clogs. Is it?
Clogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Wooden shoes.
Yes.
You can take all this information.
Bell bottom pants.
Yeah.
He's going to go on first radio show back on. These two idiots.
Are you doing your radio show today?
I am, yes.
What time does it start?
5:30.
You got 9 minutes.
Oh, I have a lot of time. No problem. I'm doing my prep right now.
We're happy to help.
No problem.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always good of you to drop by.
We'll see you at the Grey Cup.
Hopefully, mm-hmm. and you can expect this. In about 6 months, the morons that run this place will decide to renovate everything again. Yeah. So we'll see you in about 6 months.
Absolutely. No problem.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
There's Don Taylor from Sportsnet. You can see him on TV. Although it's in Toronto, he'll be in Toronto for the next little while, usually in Vancouver. Kiprios wanders by next when primetime continues. Listening on the fan, watching on Sportsnet.
Blue Jays pitcher Casey Jansen takes your calls with Mike Wilner on the pregame show tonight at 7. Now, more of Bob McCowan and primetime sports on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Guess who's here? So, about five times today, in listening to this this stupid radio station that we work for here, I've been hearing about Danny Heatley returns to Ottawa. As if
it's a big story. Is that what you're saying? It's not a big story.
Well, I mean, is that what it's come to in Ottawa? That there are so few storylines in Ottawa.
Have you seen their first two games?
Well, yes, but I mean, listen, they outscored. They beat the Maple Leafs handily in the third period. Handily.
I wouldn't have liked to have seen two more minutes on the clock.
Oh no, I know the Leafs wouldn't either. Like when they got it when it was 6-4, you thought, okay, we put that one to bed, and then oops.
It's a good thing they got a week off, clean up that third period.
Trenton's right. Where you want to get that stuff done.
So it's not a story. That's what you're telling me.
It is a story
it
in
is
Ottawa.
A story.
Man,
it is a story.
I was actually there. I was actually there last year.
People care in Ottawa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because I was there last year when he came back with San Jose. It was his first return, and that's all people care about.
Because he gave the Senators the shoo-shoo. He just said, I've had enough, and I'm out. And it doesn't happen too often when your star player or your core two or three players – decide, I've had enough and I want out. It doesn't happen too often.
But there are other
elements. There's a story.
There are other elements. First of all, he just signed a contract.
Yes.
He had a no trade and exercised it anyways, even though he wanted the trade.
And the friction between Clouston.
And they didn't get anything for him. They got nothing for him. And they'd given up Marian Hossa to Atlanta to get him in the first place. So you have Mahalik's the combination of all.
A if decent they had, player, but
if they got a young star,
20-25 goal scorer.
Yeah, if they'd got, I don't know, think of a guy for him.
Martin Havlat?
Well, or Devin Setoguchi, who they traded, you know, the Sharks traded to Chicago. If they'd got somebody They got nothing for him. And that, I think, is what really cheeses people off.
Well, they were in a, they were in tough. Brian Murray was in tough.
Oh, because
because everybody knew that he wanted out. And the price of Danny Heatley, when he first heard that he wanted out, and the price that he got were two different two different things.
But they had a choice. They should have said, we're not trading you. Sorry.
Yeah.
They could have done like the Cincinnati Bengals are doing with their quarterback right now. Yeah. Don't play. Because what difference would it have made? Would they be worse?
Brian made the best out of a bad situation.
Sure, he did.
That's what he tried to do. And in theory, it turned out horribly for the Ottawa Senators.
I mean, just, and that I think is the killer. So they're going to come back. And the Ottawas are not a good team. Looks like the Calgary's might give them a run for it, though. But Ottawa's not a very good team. Yeah. And they don't have,
they
don't have a star player.
Well, they have a star. They have a guy who was a star player in Alfredson. He was a star.
Yeah,
but he's not a star.
He's 37 years old, and he's going to retire after this year.
Has never been a star.
But you see, they'd had these situations.
But they hoped he'd be a star.
Don't forget, they drafted Brian Berard. He didn't want to play there. They traded him. They got Wade Redden. They did fine with that. They had Alexei Yashin. They went through that whole thing. They traded him. They got back Zdeno Chara and Jason Spezza.
That's the one that hurt the most.
You know,
is the decision.
No, but they got things back for those guys.
But the decision to get rid of Chara and keep Wade
Redden. That was the next one. But I'm saying when they'd had guys before who said, I don't want to play there anymore, Berard and Yashin, they got big returns for them. For Heatley, they got nothing.
The casual observer here would say.
And there's no one more casual than you, Bob.
Thank you. Is there something in Ottawa? Why do these people not want to play there?
Nick,
why do they not want to play?
And I mean,
there?
I do understand, like, Heatley doesn't like the coach.
Yeah.
I think Heatley's a bit of a dink anyway.
I don't think it's a reflection on the city. I don't think it's the
some
culture.
Some guys love it.
I don't think they have the same challenges as, say, Edmonton does.
Or as Winnipeg's going to have.
Or Winnipeg, or, you know, smaller markets. Like,
I think they were all different situations.
Non-traditional markets. I don't think that they have those types of challenges. I think it's just different circumstances. And I think Chara would have been happy to stay if they would have said, listen, you're the guy we want to build the blue line on and not Wade Redden. But that was abundantly clear that it was the opposite.
Oops.
Yeah, that was a...
Let me ask you two guys this question. Two questions. One... Do you think there'll be a softening in the crowds in Ottawa this season? Smaller crowds. Two.
Yeah.
What are the chances of Eugene Melnyk unloading this team?
I think that's the challenge in Ottawa because it's not a traditional market and that they've pretty much been pretty spoiled the last, 10 years?
A while, yeah.
10, 12 years.
Well, they went through this
where
once.
They've been, but that was at, the very beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the honeymoon. That's the... Mm-hmm. That's a, hey, we're in the league. Who cares what happens? But then they had a great run where they were always mentioned as a top Eastern Conference team. And now that's gone. Mm-hmm. And are they going to watch it? Are they going to support it? Are they going to wait it out? The other thing is we hear, and it's not going anywhere, but growing, is that is there financial issues in Ottawa? Does Eugene Melnyk now have some challenges financially?
Well, he's your buddy, Bob. What do you hear?
Well, he's not my buddy. I mean, I know him maybe a little better than you guys do, but I wouldn't say he's my pal. And I would say this, that I don't know the answer to the question. I would say that he has denied it publicly and privately, which doesn't necessarily mean anything. And that it's well known that he has had some financial issues. I mean, he's not as flush as he once was. I don't know if Eugene was.
A lot of people
aren't. No, a lot of people aren't.
A lot of people in today's economy.
I mean, A, with the BioVail thing, and then B, he's gone through a divorce. That hurts. But I can also tell you that
so we've been told.
Oh, no, I've more than told. but having said that, he has a new company. It's a drug company. And... based on the price of the stock, it's worth just under $100 million. And he owns 60-something percent, I think, 60-something percent of the shares of the company. So, I mean, just do, if you do the math there, that's $60 million. Now, that doesn't mean it's $60 million in cash, but I find it hard to believe that Eugene Melnyk is on the verge of bankruptcy, which is the rumor that's been out there.
Because
that's all I'm saying.
But I know?
I do not.
If he's not there, that situation changes drastically. Because we know what that team was like when other people owned it, and it wasn't pretty. So
yeah, is
and
it
look,
for
sale? They're not going to. We know this. We know two things. Number one, it's not going to be easy for them to sell out every game.
No,
historically, that's what's happened. Number two, they aren't going to get playoff money for a while. And it's always been assumed that Ottawa needed a round or two of playoff money in order to
make the whole thing work.
Make the whole thing.
And I would think that any team's for sale at the right price.
Yeah. Right? Well, hey, this team, the and team in this town's sense, for sale. It's no great insult that a team's for sale.
And despite what we hear in St. Louis, I still hear that it's
not done.
Well, it's not done, and there's still a lot of issues, a lot of issues. And when you think about doing your due diligence from, you know, arenas, taxes, you know, salaries, just not at the player level, but who's making what in management. And
well, and plus you're buying a team now without knowing what the new collective bargaining agreement is going to look like. That complicates.
It's really difficult.
What about Dallas? What do you hear about Dallas? Are they close?
No, not from what I can hear still.
No, that's what I mean.
You know, and again, if it is, it's, who's to bet? It's a buyer's market, right? So the longer you stretch it out, the longer you find some wiggle room, I would assume that the price gets better. It doesn't get worse. Mm. There's not that many people out there interested in buying professional franchises right now.
Now, we only got about 2 minutes here. So can we move on from this ownership stuff to stuff that really, and that is people bashing other people's teeth out. Pierre-Marc Bouchard gets 2 games.
Yeah.
And he's appealed. Well, he appealed, right? He had his hearing today.
How'd that go?
These guys never appeal.
Well, why would they? It's non-existent.
Doesn't that system have to be changed? That there is some appeal mechanism for players that's real?
It has to be. I don't understand why the PA hasn't come out. Sir Donald should come out and say, hey, listen, I get it, but it is what it is, but we've got to fix this.
For those who don't know, the only appeal for a suspended NHL player is to Gary Bettman, and, who basically is the same guy who suspended you.
Well, not really, but...
Well, basically.
Yeah, and how bad would that make...
So
would that make Gary look if he changed it on Brendan Shanahan or Coley or anyone in the past?
He can't.
He can't.
No, so you have to have a third party.
Well, like an arbitrator, like someone who would hear a grievance.
Right. Go hire somebody, put them on call. It's an expense, but it needs to happen. And it doesn't have to be like baseball where you wait 20 or 30 days. Just lock it in. Make some hard rules that says that this thing gets done and settled. And if there's an appeal process, obviously, then it comes back and it's done in 3 or 4 days.
Here's the problem.
Just have some hard rules and say, this is the way it is. Here's my third party.
I understand.
It's unbiased. Go from there.
I'm not as much in favor of it as you two guys are.
You don't like appeals?
If I was the league, I'd like it the way it is.
Well, no, because there is a collective bargaining process, and in the process, it has been agreed that Gary would be the arbitrator.
Right. And
so, and the dilemma you have is if you open the door to appeals, you have the same situation you have in every other sport where there are appeals.
But that's neutral. Because that's fair.
That is everybody appeals. Everybody will appeal every situation.
Well, Bob, if you get a speeding ticket,
is the cop the judge that pulls you over?
You have a court case.
You get to go.
Yes.
And if you don't,
but if you are convicted,
but it's not the guy that gave you the ticket.
Yeah.
Well, you can ask for an appeal.
It's a different guy.
You wouldn't necessarily get the appeal, but you can ask for an appeal.
But at least you can fight it. These guys, you know, and I mean, you can say you don't feel sorry, but I mean, James Wisniewski, that's $600,000 he lost in that
584
well,
in
this
county.
Don't do that.
Throw in the extra 16. Don't do it then. Well,
don't do
that. Stop doing stuff like that.
You know, it's interesting now that you've watched it for now about 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Brendan Shanahan came out. He was the poster boy. You know, it was great. Now it's turned on him. I think all we're finding out is that, you know, Brandon Coley, it's no better, it's no worse. It's just a different guy, and it is what it is.
And
it
that's
is
what the I hardest, always said.
It is the hardest team sport to officiate and to discipline. And there's going to, like Ryan Smith. I saw Ryan Smith elbow Chris Kunitz on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I said, two games, slam dunk.
I know.
Two games.
Nothing.
A head hit.
Yeah.
A head hit. But Brandon Shanahan now feels that it was, he was in a defensive mode. He brought his hands to defend himself. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, good. That's right.
Until the National Hockey League is prepared to accept capital punishment, none of this. Oh, we're gonna go round and round the mulberry bush. We need
people just need to say it is what it is, and just let's start talking about the games again. And you're the biggest troublemaker. Toronto Star.
Oh, he is too.
Headshots, fighting.
What did I
get
do?
It out of the game? Clean it up.
No, you're right. More concussions. That's what we need.
Start talking about the
more
game.
More
start
concussions.
About the game.
More goons. We need more goons. Speaking of goons, goodbye.
Yeah, that's a nice finish. And I brought you water, cold water.
You brought me water. You know what? If I was on a desert island, you'd bring me sand.
Hey, next time I'm gonna pour the water in a dish and put it on the floor. Okay.
We'll start changing that water into wine. We'll talk.
Yeah. Yes, Massa. late Nick Kyprios of Sportsnet. 18 before the hour. It's primetime on The Fan and Sportsnet.
It's like taking a championship team and signing an MVP to the roster. Sportsnet Magazine, part of our winning lineup online, on TV, and on your radio. Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
We finally got rid of him. Bye, Nicky. He's waving as he walks away. Later on the program, Stu Grimson will join us, former NHLer and now an attorney at law. He was one of the guys that Don Cherry called out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're now, Grimson's firm is representing all three of the players that he called out. And
so he's going to get a fee out of it.
Considering further recourse. Further recourse? Have they done any recourse? Like, further recourse would be more, right?
Correct.
Have they done any?
No.
So that...
And I think until someone sues, it's not a story. Anybody can threaten to do anything.
Right, of course.
So, you know, with all due respect to Mr. Grimson, and we'll see what he has to say. Now, my question for Stu is, I don't know how he got tangled up in this thing. Because I never heard him come up. I've heard Jim Thompson have some things to say. I know Chris Nyland's had some things to say.
Right.
I haven't heard Stu Grimson really have anything to say.
Well, he's going
to
be on.
So we'll see. Let's find out how he got tangled up in this. He'll love being on with two non-fighting guys like us. He'll love it.
Well, maybe he's seen the light.
I don't think so.
In his post-NHL career.
No.
You think once a goon, always a goon?
No, I don't think he's going to come on here and say, I think they need to get rid of fighting. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm a little confused as to why he got to be a target of Don Cherry's, other than the fact that Don Cherry was looking to make headlines and make money, and which he does exceptionally well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak to what Don's motivation was. I mean, I haven't talked to him about it. I don't know.
To make headlines and make money.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I would say to you in response, does he need to do that?
He seems to be amazingly successful at it.
Yeah, but most of the time,
I think he even makes more than you.
No, but I think he makes more what?
Money.
No.
Not more.
Serious.
Not more iced tea.
So he... Now there's pressure on me here. They're telling me in my ear I got only a certain amount of time. Pressure is unbelievable in this place. No, I can't remember what I was saying.
I thought you were going to ask me about Winnipeg. I was in Winnipeg.
Why would I ask you about that?
Well, it was a subject.
Why? Because you went somewhere. You think the rest of the world is interested in what you did?
Everybody.
The only
was
thing
there.
here's what happened. He went to Winnipeg and couldn't wait to leave because people there hated him. He was insulted in every turn, and couldn't wait to get out of town. Now, when I go to Winnipeg,
once they figure out who you are,
my beloved peeps. They might carry me.
I love all this big talk about
down
how you're
Portage.
Gonna, okay, let me ask you right now.
Or perhaps down Maine.
You want to go to spring training next spring?
Spring training. What is that? What's that got to do with Winnipeg?
Can you even go to the United States anymore? Is there a legal issue now?
No, it's not legal. Why is it you want to go spring training?
Do you have a passport?
What is?
Why are you smiling?
I'm trying to figure out how you got from Winnipeg to spring training.
It's just an attack.
Well, I don't understand what that means.
No, because you have all this big talk of, oh, yeah, we're going to go here. We're going to go to the Grey Cup.
No.
And you never go anywhere.
I do. I go lots of places. I just don't go with you. I don't like you.
That's okay.
I know it's okay. When we come back, Stu Grimson will join us. We don't know what he's going to say, but he's going to say something. Maybe he'll fall on his sword. Maybe he'll do a mea culpa. Maybe he'll say, fighting is bad. I should never have done it.
I should never have done it.
Ken King, the president of the Calgary Flames, will come on. And maybe he'll say, fighting is bad. I should never have done it. But I don't think so. That and more when Primetime continues on The Fan and Sportsnet.